Good morning. You listen to FloridaLady.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Steve Cloud, the owner of M. Frank Higgins, a commercial contracting business in Connecticut, and also the chairman of the board of Starnet. Steve, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Doing very, very well. A little tired coming back from the West Coast to the East Coast, but I had a wonderful spring meeting for Starnet, and it's good to get back to my desk and get back to work here at M. Frank Higgins.
That's right. We were busy this weekend up in a really nice resort, La Costa in Carlsbad, California, and it was Starnet's annual meeting, the big meeting, so a lot happened. You gave away your design awards and rebate checks and had some board meetings, so we'll get to that more of that in just a minute. First, let's go to your day job. As we mentioned, you're third generation owner for this business in Connecticut, and you've got a great team. You got your wife, Kathy, and your son, Travis, in the business. And you can look at your website and see that the team seems to be pretty happy with what's going on. Tell us, how's business?
Surprisingly, business for us is going very, very well. We're very strong in hospital and education markets. And those in our region are very strong right now with several new projects from the ground up. And we are very fortunate to be part of that. To expand a little bit upon the team, you know, Kathy came in to work with me from education. She was a physics teacher for 26 years, but came in about 14 years ago now. And it's really helped round out some of my deficiencies. And together as a team, we do a great job. The unfortunate part is she did take majority of the ownership away from me, but I give her a hard time about that all the time. The rest of the team, you know, we're very fortunate. Three of our team members have received Emerging Leaders Awards through your publication. So we're very proud of that. And, you know, together, Travis is doing a great job. And all the other team members are really stepping up as we look to move it from third to fourth generation.
You know, I want to mention Kathy. She's almost the Energizer Bunny. I mean, everywhere you go at the meetings and when you talk to her, she's full of energy. I know she's a huge asset to the team. And then, yeah, your son, Travis, he and I spent some time together at this meeting. And I know you're a privately held company, but he was telling me that, I mean, business is really good for you guys. And I'm glad to hear because, you know, people want to know that are listening, you know, how's the commercial contracting business going? If you are any indication, things are pretty good with you, right?
Yes. I can't say that it's the same for every part of the country and every segment. And that's why I mentioned just a moment ago about, you know, our verticals being hospitals, acute care, and education. Because I think multifamily in some marketplaces is a little depressed. You know, again, we're very, very thankful. We have more work than we know what to do with. In fact, I was really relegated to working on the business, which I truly enjoy. And now I'm being dragged back into project management. And quite honestly, the backlog, I look at the backlog reports the Starnet team puts out. And majority of the time, we're, people are looking 6 to 8 months out down the road. And we really have a backlog for pretty much double that. We're out 12 to 14 months and very, very proud and happy to be in that position.
One of the things that you do, I said you're third generation, it's kind of traditional, but you focus on the A&D and you spend time building a relationship with them, and that's part of your success, isn't it?
It is. Well, you mentioned my wife as the Energizer Bunny, and she really is the person that came in, as I said, 14 years ago and created that dialogue with the local design and architectural community. We're fortunate to move our building during COVID, and we have a very, very nice training room and library, which, you know, with today's architectural community changing the way they go to market to some extent, we're very fortunate to come, some of them come in here, use our library. We have training seminars in here, which is very well embraced and accepted by the design community. So it creates a good synergy on many, many projects.
Let's move to the tone of the meeting. You spent 4 days with your membership, and you know we've got this threat of potential downturn in the economy thanks to these tariffs that might happen, might not happen. Tell us what you heard when you were with the group.
Yeah, you know, considering all the headwinds that we do have to face, overall, I think the optimism continues. You know, I've felt our membership has been very optimistic. Some segments are a little bit down right now, but they believe that the end of this year, third, fourth quarter, it will get very busy again for them. We're looking at You know, their backlogs are remaining consistent. They're not dropping, which is good. And the opportunities are plentiful going forward. That seemed to rain through. You know, Mark Bischoff, the president of Starnet, he named this meeting future-proof. And I think that is very true with our membership, the way they all go to market. You know, you mentioned the architects and design community. There's several members that are doing similar things in different areas of the country. And I think it really helps support the businesses going forward.
You know, and we need to mention that many of your members are expanding. So that's encouraging, right?
It is. In our industry, it seems like right now there's a lot of different dynamics happening, whether it's private equity getting in, which is changing the dynamic. But excitingly, we do have some other memberships that are members stepping up and purchasing other members' businesses around the country or expanding around the country. And I find that to be a, you know, definitely more organic growth. And it really reigns true to what a lot of these smaller businesses have been for generations, or at least this generation. So I like to continue that growth path where it's feasible, but understand that there's other opportunities for people to get out of their business as they grow older also.
All right, Steve. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us about the highlights of this weekend's meeting. Again, we're talking to Steve Cloud, the owner of M. Frank Higgins, and also the chairman of the board of Starnet. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.